702. Let's walk the talk.
Streaming countrywide on the 702 app.
Oh, my nerdy senses are tingling, of course, rightly so, because we are talking about Africa Comic-Con. Comic-Con Africa with Claire Wright, Marketing Manager at Comic-Con Africa. Claire, it's an absolute pleasure speaking to you. How are you?
Thank you. It's great to be on the show.
I hope you've pulled whatever superhero powers that have gotten you up this hour to speak about this very, very interesting event, especially because I'm also a gamer. Can you give us a bit of context? I was asking about who can come. Is it open to everyone? Do you have to have a costume? It's very interesting and exciting, especially after COVID.
No, anyone, absolutely anyone can come of any age. We've got something for everyone. And we've got three massive halls just filled with awesome activities and things to do. Mm-hmm. All geek-inspired, of course. We've got massive comic book sections. We've got collectibles and toys that, you know, people love buying. We've got KidsCon, which is an awesome convention for kids, from 3 to 13, little superheroes, big and small. So it's really exciting.
Very interested about the Kids Comic Con, because I would assume that since it's a comic event, it's family friendly. Could you just give us a better understanding? Of course, we know that I was looking at some of my favorite movies, Stranger Things. I'm sure that if I was a kid, I wouldn't really be comfortable with that sort of content.
So Kids Con has got its own hall, actually. So if you're not keen to bring your kids to the pop culture side, you can keep them in the Kids Con hall. But there is a lot of kids friendly stuff in the pop culture hall, probably starting from about 10, I'd say. But a lot of parents like to bring their kids to the comic side because of all the cosplayers dressed up as, you know, Iron Man or Wonder Woman, and they really look very realistic.
So if you're planning a fun occasion and if you want to be that fun aunt or uncle, it's definitely something that you can punch the tickets and win some brownie points.
Exactly.
So just to give more details, where can people get tickets? I know the Instagram page is quite active. It's very exciting, actually. I was skeptical, but you guys have done a great job of informing people and just also marketing the various characters with the favorites.
Yes, thank you. So you can buy tickets on Howler and, of course, follow us on Instagram or Facebook.
Can you tell us a bit more about who's coming? Who's going to be there? I've seen some incredible some costumes from overseas. Is that kind of cosplay in South Africa? Are there people who are really serious about it? Is it at that level where you see the realistic and you're like, oh my gosh, this guy's really done well with the outfit, or girl, or whoever's wearing an outfit related to their favorite superhero or superwoman?
So I'm really happy to tell you that our champion from 2019 actually went over to Chicago for the International Championships of Cosplay, and they came first. Huh. So we have a really high standard of cosplay in South Africa. It's incredible. And we're looking to put South Africa more on the map with cosplay, with all of our incredible cosplayers who have hundreds of thousands of followers, some of them on places like Facebook.
So if I'm not familiar with comic books and all of and outfits, and I'm, for example, someone was saying that they're a Marvel fan. We know it gets in depth. There's so many battles. Yes. There's origin stories that are going to be discussed by the more in-depth fans. But just for someone who doesn't have any inkling of what to expect when they walk in there, they walk about, is there food, entertainment? Is it open? Is it inclusive? Or is it one of those things where you've got these niche geeks who are talking and leaving everyone else out, playing Dungeons and Dragons in different corners?
So, you know, the thing about it being these niche fandoms is that actually everyone becomes very welcoming, because you're going into a different space, perhaps, and you're there to learn and make new friends. And everyone just loves sharing their passions. It's a very open, accepting, welcoming place at Comic-Con.
So it's touted as the ultimate culture and gaming fest. I'm wondering what happens to these people during normal day-to-day lives. Are there people who, I know there's professional gaming, there's a whole market, even cosplayers you've mentioned. There's a few South African cosplayers who are overseas and quite successful at it. They've even accused Twitter of filtering their popularity and those kind of things. So just from a South African context, what is the continuity, the communities? I used to play back in the day, I used to play Warcraft and I was pretty good at it. I would say how good I was and incriminate myself. But what is the current context of like the current gaming culture outside of the festivals? You look at some of the console and gaming and arcade shops that try, and for me, it's so exciting. It's retro, but I'm wondering if it's really profitable. Is it as exciting as it it was back in the day. I see Twitch is something that's big in the States, but from a South African and African context, is the community something that is as competitive and beneficial? And we can even talk about the financial remuneration.
The financial remuneration is massive. I think it's equal to any other sports in the world now, if not slightly greater. There's a lot of sponsors that get involved in gaming because it is huge money these days, actually. And, you know, for example, there'll be like 55 schools competing in one of our championships at Comic-Con Africa. And what's really exciting about that is that, you know, gaming is often a male-dominated sport. But, you know, with the high school leagues, we can actually get all girls schools to come play and be on the field with all the genders, you know.
Claire, you just said high school league. Are you telling me there's a high school league for gaming?
There is a high school league for gaming.
Where was this stuff when I was a kid? This is not fair.
I know. Isn't it amazing? It's something that I think was quite unexpected when I first learned about it myself. But gaming is absolutely massive in South Africa, you know. There's a huge championship that we have, lots of tournaments, in fact. There's about four or five different gaming tournaments. And there's also free play zones that you can pick up the latest equipment and test it out, try out the latest games. You don't have to be an expert gamer to come and enjoy it. You can just be a casual gamer as well as being an avid gamer.
And I'm excited about our gaming development. I know that there's a lot of animation schools, and also from a gaming aspect, I think one of the first South African made sort of games came out. I might be late to the game, but it's inspiring because I used to play across the board. My mom would look at me and berate me and be like, "You're playing PlayStation again." But I could tell her, "Hey, guess how much I'm making from it."
Yes, you could have. So you know, there's just So much development in the esports region. I mean, it's just, I think it probably would be quite mind blowing to someone who doesn't know about it how much it's taken over. And you know, really, the kids are very sort of computer savvy and all that, and they sit up on a stage, and there's a huge confetti cannon that goes off when they win, and they get a massive plate just like you would in tennis championships.
No, really looking forward to it. That's Comic-Con Africa happening this weekend. Chatting there to the marketing manager, Claire Wright. Claire, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for entertaining all of my fantasies and interests. And we're all looking forward to it.
Thank you. Looking forward to seeing you.